Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 634 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Dave Campbell, and Kellen Kennedy with you. We will tell you that Reed Wilkins is going to pop by at about 647. You keep picking the stuff from the mid-80s, too. On this day in Oilers history, Dave, which I'm digging because I can remember where I was watching this game in 1987 that you're going to be referencing a little bit later on and who I was watching it with, more importantly. We are going to go to our headliner today. He's Bakersfield Condors head coach, Colin Chalk. Oilers Now headliner brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. And he's also part of our Way Bathroom Renovations Farm Report. Two of those this week. Yesterday, we had Dylan Holloway on the show as we head off to the River Cree Resort Casino. And welcome back, Zach Stortini's nemesis, Colin Chalk. Hi, Colin. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good. I'll relay a story to you coming up in about 25 minutes that you'll appreciate. So we had Dylan on the show yesterday. I had to chuckle because I could hear the call announcements in the airport for him in the background as he was doing the interview. But let's get right to it. You've been coaching this guy over the last 20 games. How's he looked?
He's been great. You know, he's played center, he's played wing, and I think that ultimately makes him more versatile. I think when he was on the wing, he was able to get on the forecheck, be a little more physical, take the puck to the net a little bit more, you know, and free up his legs a little bit. Center ice, you know, first go around, he was really, really good. He struggled a little bit, you know, face-off circle, and then I would say just he transported the puck really, really well. And what I'm saying is he skated to the neutral zone really well, but I would say had a little bit more of a harder time distributing it just because it's not something that he's done a lot of. But, you know, really, really good person, killed penalties, was, you know, top PK, top power play, you know, over 20 minutes a night, 4-on-4, you know, in all facets of the game. And, you know, we're excited to see how he does with the big club.
Now, I think we both know that had Connor McDavid not gotten nicked up, you probably still have Dylan down there, at least in the short term. He's coming off a hat trick the other night, and a couple of those were pretty nice goals, Colin.
Yeah, they really were. I think you know, the if we compare game one and game two on the power play goal, you know, he glided all the way from the top of the circle to the blue line, and you know, it was really great that, you know, we pointed that out in the meeting in the morning. And he's got great legs, he's got great speed, and you know, it was a hell of a pass by Seth Griffith, but even better finish. But he skated, he got in behind them, and I think whether it's on the power play, whatever it is, we've tried to get him just underhandle pucks. He did that on his second goal. He just, you know, was a catch and release. It was a hell of a shot, but he used his legs to get into that area. So, you know, it was nice. It's always nice for anybody to have offensive success, but he did it by skating and getting to the hard areas. And, you know, I think that will be a nice confidence booster going back to the National League.
We are joined by Colin Chalk, the head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, our Wave Bathroom Renovations Farm Report. So Holloway, 10 goals, 16 points in 18 games, plus 7. Philip Broberg, and I know you've been quite positive about his recent stretch of games as well. He's up to 32 points in 46 games, plus 9. What are you seeing out of a guy who likely is going to be on the Edmonton Oilers next season?
Yeah, there's something there, and I think when we go back, we look at Broberg's development, Dylan had him for 3 years, right, and obviously in different roles, myself and him, he was so great, running our first power play in year one, and up and down a lot, trying to find his way in the NHL, but I would say that for him to be able to have a consistent play. Coaching staff, all that kind of stuff. Just the consistency from him and from us has been able to him to shake off mistakes if he's made one. Get right into the next shift. For some nights, Bob, he's playing 30 minutes a night, and he's been he's a breakout machine. He's we're in D zone coverage and we get hemmed in for a little bit. He gets it and skates it out of trouble. He's quarterback in our first power plays on the first penalty kill. Honestly, he's accepted by our teammates. Our team sees him as someone that he can really help us. So he's had a great attitude. He's played hard, all that kind of stuff. An area we'd like to see to be a little bit better, a little bit tougher in front of the net, and be a little more physical. But he kind of makes up for it with great stick and body positioning, and those I think an area will grow over time. But he's been a horse, just an absolute horse down here for us.
The other, I saw Friday night, Max Wanner got in a fight. Actually, he fought an Edmonton kid, big rangy guy, Matthew Wedman, who at one time was headed to the Edmonton Oilers, but he ended up making the Ottawa Senators farm team in Belleville. And is that the first fight Wanner's ever had?
Yeah, it's the first pro fight that he's ever had, and he stood in there. I mean,
he could take a punch.
He can, now that he was okay the following day, and he's day to day, he's feeling a lot better. But he said, "Hey, kid, you're physical. You hit. You're not afraid." And he's put some really really big hits on some big customers this year. But he stood in there. Like he took two or three heavy punches, and he obviously he was trying to give it back, but he stood in there. He did a fantastic job. We're missing him right now. He's been a steady right shot defenseman for us, and playing in more so of a shutdown role, and top PK guy. But
he's tracking fine. This is a seventh round pick that's a rookie in the AHL. Like, where is he going to be 2 years from today? He might be on the Edmonton Oilers. I'm serious about that. It's not out of the realm of, Vincent Dernay was a seventh round pick that found a way as a right shot D. Colin, it's not out of the realm of possibilities for Wanner, is it?
No, I don't think that's an unrealistic I would say it's a reasonable ask. He's had great development. Keith McCambridge has done a fantastic job managing. When you make a mistake, you get him back out there and you get that confidence level. And obviously, it's different in the NHL. But then also, maybe if he's having a little bit of a tough night, manage his minutes. But when he's going, keep that feel. So I mean, gosh, he's up near 20 minutes. Nearly every night. He's done a great job. He's made the most of his opportunity. I know him and Keith have a fantastic relationship as far as coach and player. And you see that on the ice. And then I'll also say that he comes from a family of seven brothers. He's one of eight. He's a patient young man. He's well respected and respects his teammates and coaching staff. And we'll see where he goes, but it's a hell of a first season for a seventh round pick.
Yeah, he's tracking a lot better than some of the other prospects. Raphael Lavoie, and Colin, full disclosure, we had Colorado and Calgary Friday and Saturday. I watched bits of your game Friday, Saturday day, and bits of your game Saturday night, Sunday day. But I didn't watch the entire game against Calgary. Two very different games in the two games, but it got a little bit nasty on Saturday night. And that's a team that when they want to get nasty, they can get nasty, the Calgary Wranglers.
Yeah, you and I have had many of these conversations, on and offline. And, we were... we were not a hard team to play against on night one, and we got what we deserved. I will credit a lot to our players that how many just 50-50 pucks and how many races they won, how much better they skated and protected the puck. And it's always nice that your team is rewarded by playing the right way and being a hard team to play against. Now, as you know, that you know when that happens to, you know, I would say, I'm trying to say it politically correct here, when I guess let's just say it right, when they start whooping it up, they're known for that when the game gets out of hand. So our guys did what they could to protect themselves, but you know, Gallant is he's as tough as they come. So you know, I would say it was a little bit uncalled for, but I'm glad none of our players got hurt.
Oh, I would say it's a lot uncalled for, to the point that somebody reached out and talked to the commissioner of the league about it. So I'm not cool with that sort of stuff going on. But he is legitimately tough all day. So a couple guys haven't been playing for a while. James Hamblin and Xavier Borgo. How close are they to returning to the lineup?
Xavier Borgo's day-to-day. We expect him to be to play Friday in Coachella Valley. So he's skating hard, taking full contact. Hamblin is I'm not sure. You know, his lower body, he came back, played fantastic in Calgary. He's probably one of our better games. And then he got hit, and he got hit up high, and it's kind of jarred him. And you know, he's supposed to see a specialist actually next week. So he's, you know, rehabbing. He's taking partial practices. He's not in contact. He's not taking full practice. So you know, I'd like to be hopeful that he's back for playoffs, but I don't believe that he'll be in any regular season action. But it could change next week.
And one final one for you. Jack Campbell got back in. He's got a .921 save percentage for the season in the American League. Think of the three of his first four starts and how challenging they were for him in Abbotsford and Calgary. He's turned his year around, hasn't he? And you know, he just got back in there.
Jack has been, you know, the first few weeks, you know, you could tell that he didn't want to be in the net. And, you know, I think at some point, you know, everybody has lost themselves or lost their way in their job or in their sport. And, but for him to be able to get it back, he's calm. He's big in the net. You know, I think the players have done a fantastic job helping him along his way. I think he's done a great job immersing himself and just being part of our team. I think he loves it here. I think he's played excellent. I think the staff, Sly, everyone's done a really good job, and Jack has too. You know, Jack has done the work. So you know, good on him. He's playing fantastic. Gives us a chance, and I think he's found his game, and that's what the AHL team is for, to help guys find their way, help guys get confidence, develop them to when the big club needs them, they'll make that call.
Great stuff, Colin. Thanks for joining us on Oilers Now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hi, this is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
All right, it's 6:49. We'll start with Dave Campbell. We're going to go to List Day in Oilers History for New West Travel. Explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Reach out to newwesttravel.com. My favorite year, 1987.
1987 on this day, Bob, and listeners, and Reed. And Kellen, I guess, too. Wayne Gretzky scores a goal and adds six assists in a 13-3 win over the Los Angeles Kings. Yes, kids, they had scores like that in 1987. Also, that night, Wayne Gretzky passes Habs legend Jean Béliveau for the most playoff points in NHL history.
650, Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for 50-plus years. Check out their menu at royalpizza.ca. Stauffer recommendation, Mediterranean chicken. Reed, you're a meat lover's guy, right?
Meat lover's good. Yeah, I had meat lovers a couple weeks ago. Well, about a month ago.
There you go. I might have to have it tonight, actually.
We have not had in our time, so I'll just put, since you and me on Oilers Now, That's 13 years, including since then. We have not had a team in an Oilers game score double digits, have we?
No.
The Oilers have got to 9.
Yep, they've not
eight gotten. Many times. They have been scored on 8 times.
Right.
I don't think. Oh, yeah, they did give up 9 in Calgary.
9-5, 9-6, 9-5,
and then the playoff game was 9-6. But I don't. So I'll have to look that up. When was the last time? Did they not lose to Buffalo 10-2?
Yeah, because Mike Richards.
I was in Edmonton, but I was working at CTV.
Mike Richards made fun of
them. Together, yeah.
He used the audio call of basically. Broke the rules.
It happened twice in the same season, yeah. I believe.
Was that 07, 08?
It was my 08, 09. It was my first year. It was bad. You know what? It might have been 9-10. Might have been the 9-10 season, because that's the year everything kind of fell apart.
Oh, when they got Hall.
Yeah.
Let me just check quickly, because you can sort
it. Oh,
everything.
No, it was 08, 09 for the Buffalo.
Yeah, that was January 27th, 09. They lost 9-2 to Buffalo, and on December 16th, 08, they lost 10-2 to Buffalo, and in December, Vancouver, they lost 9-2 to Chicago.
Yeah. And they were chanting in the building, sadly, we want 10.
Yeah. Oh, well, it happens.
Because it happens. I mean.
Yeah, those things happen.
Not good back then.
09-10, they never allowed more than 7 in a game.
Well, it just
happened
seemed,
4 times.
Just, you know, the last game of the year, they lost 7 to Anaheim. They lost 7-2 in the final game of the season.
April 11th.
We had half the plane. Everybody was going their own way. It's like a Fleetwood Mac song. Cue that up to exit the show. How does that sound, Kellen? Your thoughts on Connor McDavid?
Well, it doesn't sound overly serious, which is great. It even seems like if tomorrow's game was vital,
yeah,
he'd probably play. But at this time of year...
Yeah. They got 5 guys out, Vegas.
And I really think, I know it's exciting, the possibility of finishing first. It's still unlikely.
Yes.
I mean, if Vancouver had lost last night, okay, maybe. It's highly unlikely you're going to be caught from behind now. I mean, there's pretty comfortable separation. So if second place is fairly secure, I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow. So, you know, let him feel good. Let him come back at his convenience to get the 100th assist. I'm with you, Bob. Probably Saturday he would like to play against
sure.
Vancouver, because that has been such a disappointing matchup for the Oilers this
yes.
season.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's...
And that's the matchup that screws Edmonton's record against the top 6 or 7 teams in the league, because they went 0-3 against Vancouver to start the year. And Vancouver had no business winning the second game of the season. They were outshot 41-16. Casey DeSmith got the victory 4-3.
Yep.
Stewart out of
cup. After the game, Rob and I had a call that the Oilers should trade Draisaitl for DeSmith.
How much drinking does some of the people do on Saturday?
That was epic.
Yeah. Well, I think there is some considerable. Yeah.
Hey, I know a guy who in
I also think sometimes fans of other teams call in to troll us. Which
yes.
Which
in 82-83, I had a gentleman tell me in about March of that year that the Oilers should trade Wayne Gretzky to Chicago for Doug Wilson and Denny Savard.
Who were both very good players.
But they weren't Wayne Gretzky. And this guy later worked in the National Hockey League for a number of years in a hockey operations role. All right, Reed, what do you got coming up on Inside Sports?
Oh, thanks for asking. We got a little more from Oilers practice today.
I'm kind of compelled to ask you that
yeah,
question.
I appreciate it. We got Adam Scorgi on the show, filmmaker. His latest is with the bodybuilder.
Yeah.
He does so much great stuff.
Yeah, he's
so interesting
cat.
To talk to. And Connor Newman, offensive lineman from the Golden Bears, is one of the guys going to the East-West game.
Oh, okay, good. Well, they're supposed to have another. They finished 6-2 last year. I'd be surprised if they're not at least 6-2 this season. They got their quarterback back, right?
Yes.
Eli?
Yeah, they should be Hettlinger.
Eli, they'll have a good
yeah,
team.
They'll be good.
Chris is finally being rewarded.
A lot of good stories there. So yeah, I like talking to those guys.
All right, well, thanks, Reed.
Yeah, Kalen Lind was really interesting last night. I don't know if you got
yeah,
to listen
yeah,
to
yeah,
that. He was really
it.
Interesting last night. Yeah,
100%. Awesome stuff, Reed.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Hey, Dave Campbell, thank you very much for pinch hitting the last three shows. Brendan Escott will be back. Kellen, thank you for helping. We'll be live tomorrow from Rogers Place. Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey and Rogers, brought to you by Abe's Door Service. Our guest with a Vegas perspective will be their general manager, Kelly McCrimmon. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Global news, weather, traffic update, Zach Ferguson coming up, then Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins.
Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.